climate change might not be all bad, depending on your perspective, but it's bad enough that scientists and leaders are trying to learn about it and slow it down. Here in Washington, you're probably going to see a climate change bill on your ballot this fall. That plan would tax all carbon emissions and use the revenue to cut other taxes. One of the people behind this plan is economist Yoram Bauman.
Carbon tax is kind of the holy grail of climate policy. It provides a financial incentive for individuals to reduce their carbon emissions.
And potentially could also raise money from that pollution.
That's true. So a carbon tax or other forms of carbon pricing generate revenue, and government can do all sorts of things with that revenue. And the idea behind Initiative 732 is to use that revenue to reduce existing taxes.
Yes. And that's a sticking point. This is a point of controversy. First of all, tell us about that. This plan reduces the sales tax?
We cut the state sales tax by a full point. We also reduce some business taxes for manufacturers who are competing with businesses outside of the state. And we fund something called the Working Families Rebate, which is an earned income tax credit benefit for low-income households. But most of the money goes to cut the state sales tax by a full percentage point. So to a first approximation, the way that our policy works is that most households will end up paying a few hundred dollars a year more for fossil fuels and a few hundred dollars a year less for everything else. And that's how we're going to save the world.
And you have said that's how you get Republicans in on this proposal, although critics have said your plan isn't revenue neutral. You're giving away too much. You're losing the state money.
Well, so there was a preliminary analysis that has been done. There's more analysis yet to be done, and we continue to be confident that our proposal is very close to revenue neutral. And we do think that we're going to attract support from both sides of the political spectrum. We think that we have a policy that makes sense for the economy, it makes sense for the business community, it makes sense for households, and it's a policy that's going to improve our economy and improve our environment for ourselves and for our children and grandchildren.
Why is the most prominent climate group in Washington State, Climate Solutions, not on board with your idea?
Well, we hope that lots of groups, including Climate Solutions, will get on board as the year progresses. They've spent the last couple years kind of working on a different approach towards climate action. And, you know, we were kind of on the same team, but not on the same page. And now that we've turned in our signatures and we're confident that we're going to qualify our initiative for the legislature and then, if necessary, for the ballot in November of 2016, we think that folks are going to take another look at our policy and they're going to see that it's something that works for them, for our economy, for our children and grandchildren, and, you know, for the state of Washington.
Climate Solutions says you're trying to disturb the status quo as little as possible, but you should take this opportunity to spend more money, to raise more money, spend it on social justice, equality for minority communities most affected by pollution.
Well, we think we have a terrific way of putting money back in the pockets of households around the state, especially low-income households, because we fund a one-point reduction in the state sales tax, which is a terribly regressive tax. We also fund this Working Families Rebate, which is going to provide up to $1,500 a year for 400,000 working families in Washington state. So you want to have a discussion about the social justice aspects of our policy? We are delighted to do that because we think our policy is fabulous for social justice and for low-income communities around this state.
How about the businesses that have to deal with a carbon tax? How does your initiative help businesses adjust?
Yeah, great question. So most businesses are not terribly carbon intensive, and those businesses actually pay sales taxes, and they'll get reductions in the sales tax that will roughly offset whatever increases in prices they see from the carbon tax, just like households will see a sales tax reduction to offset some of their carbon tax burden. There are some businesses in the state, relatively few, who are energy intensive, trade exposed businesses. And these are the food processors, the steel mill that are competing with businesses outside of the state. And for those businesses, what we do is we effectively eliminate the existing business tax called the B&O tax for manufacturing in the state as a way to help them maintain competitiveness with businesses outside of the state.
You have said that people on the right and the left need to get out of their ideological boxes when it comes to addressing climate change. What do you mean by that?
Well, climate change has really become such a polarizing issue, and we could make a lot more progress on it, I think, if it was less polarizing. And, you know, folks on the right just have kind of this tendency to see either climate change as a hoax or just a reason to expand government. And our policy doesn't do that. Our policy is a doesn't increase the size of government, doesn't decrease the size of government. And our message to folks on the right is that this is a small government, economy-friendly way to address climate change. There are folks on the left who I think would like to use carbon pricing revenue, who would like to use climate change as a way to sort of change the world more broadly, sort of the Naomi Klein, this changes everything approach, like overthrow capitalism, overthrow the patriarchy.
Well, what about just raising more money to fix some of the problems associated with pollution?
Well, so we think that our approach, you know, the most important thing to do is actually to reduce carbon emissions. And our approach is going to reduce carbon emissions. It's terrific policy based on a very successful approach that British Columbia has had since 2008. And, our policy is not going to fix all the problems in the world. We're not going to be able to deal with the McCleary decision about school funding. We're not going to close Guantanamo Bay. We're not going to solve cancer. But we accomplish two pretty great goals. We reduce carbon emissions in a terrific way and set a model for the nation and the world. And we also address the regressivity of the state tax system. And doing that in a way that has some appeal across the political spectrum, we think that's fabulous.
Yoram Bauman is an economist and the founder of Carbon Washington, a proposed initiative to lower Washington State's sales tax and create a tax on carbon emissions. Bauman got enough signatures to send it to the legislature if it's all verified. Legislature would either pass it or send it to you, the voter, on your fall ballot.